on the outside of the rim to hold it together. We had an old, right close to where we live, you don't see any of them hardly today, an old blacksmith. And he'd repair them old wagons, shoe the horses. He was much of a man.
Wheelwright, right?
The what?
Wheelwright.
Well, he wouldn't call him that.
You know what they call the man who made barrels?
The wheelwright made barrels you're speaking of?
No, wheelwright worked on the wheels.
Yeah. This was the blacksmith. He did all of it. He was jack of all trades. He did it all. He'd repair the old wheels and the wagons and shoe the horses and all. Just one man. That was his occupation. Now, they have people with different trades now that does one thing. I imagine in a manufacturer where they would work them would be, they would call them a wheelwright.
That old man's still living today.
Yeah. And one that
made barrels was called a stripper.
Well, yeah, you could call it a stripper.
Cooper.
You'd call it a stripper.
Yeah, you never heard a man called Cooper?
The
man Cooper?
Yeah, the man Cooper.
Who'd make wagons? That was old time name.
They had a
barrel.
Barrels, you're speaking of. Now, they had different brand names, these people that made wagons and things, but a lot of these old farmers would homemade them. They'd buy the wheels and put them together themselves.
With the Chattanooga wagon.
Mm-hmm. They made some in Chattanooga. Of course.
Chattanooga wagon.
I believe they did have a Chattanooga wagon company, yeah.
Now, on a buggy, the tracer came back and hitched onto them.
What did you call that,
Chief? Single tree.
Huh?
Single tree.
That was a single tree for one of the horses. You're talking about for two horses.
Mm-hmm. One's a horse. That's a single tree. Single tree is one horse, and double tree was two. And you had the, well, actually, all single trees. Anytime you used a wagon or a plow, you had a single tree.
It had a little hook in the middle, two little hooks on the end, and you pulled it. Pulley was in the center. And I reckon you would. They'd all be single trees, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're all single trees.
Yeah. Well, you had a double horse, or mule usually. I remember my dad had a brother-in-law. He could break a horse. He'd buy a lot of these old horses that were kind of, we called them wild. They'd hook them up to this old wagon, and he'd get in there and he'd break them horses. Now, you see a cowboy now, they call them breaking them. They ride them down where they can paddle with them, but I reckon you'd call it cruelty to animals now, the way they did them, but they
times are low.
They bring them into, you know, to control them by doing that. I wouldn't think it'd be, well, it is cruelty to dumb animals, but that old uncle mine could break one. And he'd make a good mule, a good plow mule, anything out of him, but he'd do it by a whip.
By the way, I got a buggy whip at home.